Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
Sorry about that. Wagwan. Arms House episode 104 in the place. It's my brethren Amber, and it's me Theme, and it's 2 year birthday.
Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
But we don't even care. We don't even care.
I mean, I don't think the 2 year thing is such a big deal, man. I mean, like, who gives a shit? Episode 100,
maybe, you know, 5 years. Oh, you want to do episodes?
Yeah. I mean, I think the episodes things is more important, and it's more symbolic. You know, yeah. Rather than like years. I mean, I can't even keep track. I had no idea until you mentioned it.
Well, it's only because it's 104. You know,
yeah, man.
Stuck in my mind as definitely 52 times two.
We're living in Trump's world now, man. How does it feel?
Trump world.
I mean, we've done it. This is round Trump two world. Now, man.
He has said some interesting shit. Like, I'm going to end both wars in like rapid time.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I don't know, because he's going to say big shit like that, bruv.
He said that last time when he was running. He said he was going to end the
Israel. And he did.
No, he didn't.
No, not Israel. He said he was going to, what was going on at the time? And he did it like in rapid time.
He did nothing.
Some military thing. He did. He pulled out more troops than anyone out of country or something. No, he got blessed with Putin, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but that's not ending anything.
So he's saying he would have never, there would have never been a war in between Ukraine and Russia if he was still president.
Yeah, he says a lot of shit, Theme. Like, and I don't give a fuck.
Let's see, though. Let's see. Because yeah, the one thing about him is he fucking says whatever he wants.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, talking to people who like Trump, you know, that's one of the main things that they like about him is that he doesn't sound like a politician. But to me, yeah, he doesn't sound like a politician, but he sounds like a con man salesman when he
like
chats.
A negotiator. Yeah, he sounds
like a
junior negotiator. Like, you can see every question he just starts. He answers like for a little bit, like 10 seconds, and then just takes it back down to where he was. Because I did that. That was the best thing we did.
Well, one of the main, I mean, you know, of all the bullshit that comes out of that guy's mouth, like, you know, he always goes, I'm the best at the military. No one loves women more than I do. No one's as religious as I am. Those are actual quotes from his fucking mouth. Yeah.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Nobody's better to people with disabilities than me.
Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
There's nobody more pro-Israel than I am.
There's nobody more conservative than me.
There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
And they're obvious bullshit, you know. Obviously, there's people better at the military than him and better than... But that's how salesmen talk, you know what I mean? That's how con men talk, you know what I'm saying? It's just...
It's so joke, bro. It's so...
Makes me ill, man. But, you know, it's just scary how many people got conned by the motherfucker. But Kamala didn't do herself any favors either. She was just presenting more of the same. And that didn't, you know, help her at all, as we saw. So, you know, she lost that election on her own.
Donald Trump went on Lex Fridman and Rogan.
Yeah, they all, yeah.
And Rogan invited Kamala. What's her name? Kamala.
Kamala, yeah.
Huh?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
And she said, her people said Rogan would have to go to there and it would only be like a 40-minute thing.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, and he said, bun that. That's, you know, but things like that, she's not very good at publicity.
Yeah, I mean, she just
It seems to me in America, the whole thing now is a bit like, you know, that show that's like, you're fired.
Well, that's Trump's show. Yeah, he turned it.
Trump's show, that's what I'm saying. I can't remember the actual show.
The Apprentice. Yeah, I never watched that show anyway.
But there was one in England with old that geezer. I can't remember. Yeah. He used to own Amstrad or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah, that guy. Fuck, I forgot his name as well.
But it seems to me like this, like, really celebrity, like that wouldn't happen in England. I mean, like, you know how it starts getting into like all like.
Yeah.
Them kind of. Shit TV programs where there's like young people on a beach or young people stuck together in different rooms and all that.
Yeah,
kind of shit.
Reality TV. I mean,
reality, that's it. Reality TV shit.
That's what Trump, I mean, you know, that's one thing. That's one thing that I think positive that Trump has done. And I don't think he did it on purpose. Well, he definitely didn't do it on purpose, but he exposed the political system for the theater that it is. You know what I'm saying? Just by, he didn't obey any of the rules. He didn't do nothing like that. Yeah. He just chatted the most amount of shit. And he won. You know what I mean? He exposed it for what it was. And I think, you know, he pulled the wool over many people's eyes because all the accusations he was flinging at his opponents, he's very capable of doing himself. And, well, I mean, let's just, you know, let's just see how it fucking pans out at the end of the day.
Ban Trump and all of his mates. I'll bring arms out for your
mom's house. Can't. All right. So we got a fun packed episode today. We got listeners' questions. Keep sending them in. We got graph critique. We got music to listen to. All right, theme. There was one thing. I remember you were laughing at me for wanting to talk about this. I'm not going to dwell on it for too long. But fuck.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. This is so catch.
Yeah, okay. So I wanted to talk a little bit about 3D graffiti. Yeah? Theme. Have you ever put a shadow on any of your dubs or pieces or anything? Have you ever put a shadow on it?
Have I ever put a shadow on a piece or a dub? Yeah.
Okay, so you've done 3D graffiti, bruv. Okay, so don't, you know, I don't know why you got all this thing, but I know
that's graffiti.
I know what connotations come into your head when you say 3D graffiti. You think poncy, arty stuff, yeah. But I just wanted to give a nod to a few people. Like I remember from the 90s, like getting graffitism and shit like that, and you'd see the crazy walls by certain people in Europe and in England and in America. And you do see some ill, like I was always blown away by the people who could do it well, man.
And do what? You mean 3D. Like on a wall?
Yeah. What did you think? What did you think I meant by 3D?
You know those fucking knobs who like build 3D graph.
Oh, carve an actual graph out of like wood.
Bruv. And all like, that. And then they paint, or out of acrylic, and then they paint it, and then. I was thinking, you know what I mean? 10 foot's just been telling to stay authentic. And I said, oh, man.
I'm not talking about that.
Like, you know what I mean? Making a little, I've seen with arrows people coming out and all that. Gosh, oh my
I've God. Seen some people do 3D printing, like a graph.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of them look cool, but it's not graph.
It's not shouldn't even exist. Yeah.
No, it's not. It shouldn't exist.
It's not graph. It shouldn't even exist.
That turns into art, you know. But the 3D graffiti artists who paint on walls and make the 3D look like it's jumping out of the wall.
Yeah, I get you.
That's the guys I'm talking about. And most of these artists I'm going to share with you are bona fide graffiti writers. They paint trains. They painted, you know, like they've done a bear damage. But they also do crazy.
I'm doing my 3D things.
Yeah, and I'm well impressed. I mean, let's start off with this guy. I'm sending it to your WhatsApp, Mr. Themos. So this is Kelzo from Manchester. You know, I always loved seeing his stuff when it would crop up here and there. He used to run, well, obviously in Manchester. He used to run about in Manchester, but we talked about him actually on the, when we reacted to graffiti in TV and films. He did the graph in the EastEnders. Yeah, in the EastEnders episode. He's a legend, man. And he always did these little ladders, like, you know, so he'd do blocky letters.
Oh, yeah.
Like with all shading on one side and then light on the other side. Doesn't look realistic. It's, you know, it's very much cartoony still, but I always loved seeing a cool Kelzo piece, man. He was holding it down for the UK. Another UK legend is this guy. First, I'm going to send you a train by him. Yeah, from the 80s. Here you go. I think this is from 1989. Mr. Shock 1. You got that theme?
Yeah, boy.
Shock 1, legendary graffiti writer, quite prolific back in the day in the trains. Then he did a lot of cool fucking walls. Nowadays, he does this, which doesn't properly fall into the 3D graph category. This is more his artistic stuff, but I just wanted to share it. He does like kind of...
I'm still looking at that panel. It's fucking good, man.
It's ill.
I mean, the actual photo of it, the double doors open like that.
Yeah. Also, another point... Theme. Another point I want to make about these artists that I'm about to share with you, all of them they don't use stencils, they don't use tricks Like, they don't project stuff onto the wall before they do it all by hand and by eye. You know what I mean? And that's part of the skill of creating something that looks like
that rib cage.
So that rib cage, this is the kind
spray
of
spray paint.
Yeah, that's all with spray paint. Yeah. I've actually seen him paint that, but I actually wanted to show you this piece that I actually saw with my own eyes. This was back in 2002 when I was in Brighton, when I was going to uni in Brighton. There was a place called The Moon, yeah, which was a big derelict area down by the coast, like in the middle of nowhere. There was a huge, like, I don't know, it probably was a big warehouse where the roof had caved in. So it was just open air with big ass walls going all the way around. I remember when coming up there and I saw this Arrow and I think Annie there on the right hand side. But you see all that fucking crazy.
Does it? Hey, look, it looks like Van Gogh with like the fucking hell.
Yeah. So that says shock. If you look at it, there's an S in the top left and then an H, then the glowing rock bit.
And then, with the clouds behind the other piece on the left.
Exactly.
It looks like it's a fucking almost like a skyline of like.
So that, it just looks, it's jumping out of the wall like that. Just, it's so crazy, that technique. I remember when he was doing that a lot before he got into his whole X-ray stuff. But yeah, I always loved that, the shading in it. And yeah, just looks crazy, man. Like some alien fucking crazy shit, man. Another guy from the UK holding it down, who's a very experimental writer who has done a lot of damage in his time, but now does crazy 3D intricate mental graph. This is one, this is a train he's done. This, I'm talking about Roids, MSK. I'm not sure what other crews he represents, but that's a train he did. I think that looks like it was in Denmark. I could be wrong, but I'm going to show you now another wall he did. You might think it's Ponzi or whatnot, yeah, because it's not really graph letters, but believe me when I say this is all done free-handed. I've seen him do it. He might use bits of string, I think, maybe to get certain elements, you know, in proportion, but that's about it. It's all done freehand. And so that's another Roid.
The S is sick.
But look at this one. He also writes plastic sometimes. He writes the word plastic. This one, I always like this one. It's just, it literally looks like it's popping off the wall. It's nuts. It just baffles me how the patience they have.
It's like some IKEA flat pack shit that you've just taken out of the packet.
It's mental, man.
Stacked it around in your living room about to put it together.
The discipline it takes to pull off a wall like this is crazy. You can't just, like, you know, how many times, Theme, you halfway through a piece and you just get bored of it and you're like, ah, fuck it. You stick an outline on it and go, fuck it. You can't do that when it comes to these types of pieces.
And with that, it's just having a bunch of different shades of white.
Yeah,
gray. Gray, whatever it is, yeah, you know what I mean? But, like, just tons of different shades of them and doing one face, one color, and the other. Like,
and although they paint them freehand, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, here's another one. It says plastic. This one is pretty sick as well, man. I'm just really impressed by this one. But I wouldn't be surprised if they knock up the sketch in a computer. So they get all the lighting right and the shadows and all that, get that all on point, on a, like, do it on a computer. Then when they paint it on the wall, they do it freehand and they just try and, you know, I think that's how it's done. Maybe one of these guys, if they listen to this, they can chime in and let us know. Here's another legendary writer. This is a non-3D thing. This is just to show you kind of, you know, his early work. This is in Amsterdam. I think this is probably mid-80s. We're talking
Who's this
about.
Guy doing plastic? This is the plastic, guy. This Roid. Is Shock.
No, Roids. No,
Roids. Yeah, Roids.
Yeah, so, yeah, Roids also writes plastic. This is, I just sent you one now. It's a dub by Delta. Delta is a European legendary graffiti writer.
Yeah.
But he got known, I think I heard through the grapevine that he was an architect. That was his job. So that's why he was so precise when he was do his like kind of 3D stuff. Here's one of his 3D things. This is on a, looks like a freight train of some sort. Delta is Dutch.
I've seen that outline. He was on Kings of Toys.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he was as well. I think there was a 3D
Kings thing. And Toys.
Here's another 3D thing I just sent to you now. he was, you know, he was one of the early guys doing 3D stuff.
I prefer that last one.
Yeah. A quick
Still
mention.
Looks quite graphic. graph, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like those ones are done, those are like early, early pieces. This one I want to give a shout out. We've already mentioned him on the pod. When we were on the roof, I was bigging up old Totem from, I think, Atlanta or something.
I'm sorry, I'm still looking at the Delta.
Ah, okay, you're still checking
all the reaches behind it.
Yeah.
Blimey.
You see that Totem?
Was that on a wall?
You're looking at Totem, yeah? That's on a wall, yeah. Yes. That is on a wall, yeah. That's, you know, his mech style, mechanical styles. Yeah, just crazy with the shadows underneath to make it look like it's standing up and you can feel the weight of them, even though it's absurd, you know, and nuts. Oh, yeah, I got also give another shout out to Love Pusher. Obviously, we all know the damage he does. He's a fucking active writer, but he's also does crazy shit like this one right here. This one says snake, but it's all glowing behind it. It's just
it. Do you like that?
It boggles my head. I fucking love that, man. I think it's sick. I'm really just impressed by the just the
technique. Yeah, yeah, it's impressive.
But also the letters look cool. What's wrong with the letters? Even if they weren't 3D, I wouldn't fucking.
No, I'm saying, I just said, I prefer it. I prefer graph. Like if he did a piece with those colors,
that's fair enough. But
I would still prefer it.
I'm talking about the 3D shit right now. But yeah, you're right. But for, okay, you know what? Another quick nod before, because I'm not going to dwell on this for too much longer. I got to give a shout out to this guy. This guy, I have no idea about his past, whether he's a proper graph writer or not, but he's from Portugal and he writes Odieth. Yeah, I'm going to send you this to you now. He does this crazy like optical illusion where he finds a corner of a room and he paints.
Oh, come on, for fuck's sake.
What?
Look at it. It's ridiculous.
But you understand how that's working. It looks like it's floating in the air, but it's painted like at an angle. So it's hard to explain it, man. Hopefully, maybe I can find a picture of... you know what? Here's a picture. This is another picture
of me and...
Okay, this was a commission because I was trying to find... okay, hold on. Look, this was done by Odieth. It's not graph. It's a painting of a Formula One car. Can you see that one?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to show you what it looks like if you just look at it from the different angle on the wall, yeah? Just so you get an idea of this perspective effect that he's doing. Did you get that second one I just sent you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what it looks like painted on the wall, like elongated like that. But if you walk round to the right-hand side, and you look at the right angle, it looks like the car. Go back to that... the picture from
before. You get me.
So that's what creates that illusion of 3D-ness.
Of depth.
And so if you go back to that yellow and blue Odieth, that's painted in a corner. So all the shadows you see on the floor, you know, everything is painted on. That's a 2D image. You know what I mean? It's insane what he's able to do, man. And I have no idea how he fucking...
From the stretching of how he's doing it. Okay.
It's just insane. Now, I want to end on this guy who I think is the king of 3D graph. I think he's from Germany. I should have done probably a bit more research. But it's a writer who writes Daim, D-A-I-M. He's been doing graph as long as I can remember. He was one of them dudes I would see often. Doing crazy shit. And he actually...
I like that.
It's nuts, isn't it? Painted on a wall. Just like, it looks like it's a fucking, you know, like on a computer. But Theme, look, I want to send you this. He broke the world record a couple of years ago and he painted the tallest mural ever done on a building. I've just sent you the video now. You can check that out. While you're watching that, it's the world's new tallest painted mural. It's in Canada.
Where? In Canada.
It's 310 feet tall, 95 meters tall, and it broke the world record. Look how fucking crazy that fucking thing is, man. Salute all those guys out there who can do it properly. I wish I brought some examples of shit 3D graffiti, maybe next week. Or you guys listening, if you know any like really terrible, badly done 3D graphs, send it in so we can have a laugh at it. But yeah, that's, you know, I just...
Sky High does a bit of 3D graph. Oh, Candy does a bit of 3D graph.
That's true. Yeah, maybe people in the comments can let me know whether they think it's cool or whether they think it's gash, like a theme would say. Yeah,
just a bit gash, mate. Do you know what I mean?
I just always had a soft spot for the 3D graph when it was done well. Just, it's impressive to me, man.
Should we stay on the graph subject and
sure,
we'll do the E game.
Ah, the letter game. The graph letter game, the letter E theme.
The letter E, son.
Theme has hooked up some letter E's. Is it as easy as the C one you did?
Yeah, it's basically just like scene. And,
send them one by one, theme. Go for it. Number one.
All right. Let me send you this first one.
Okay.
Certified legend in the game.
Mm. Oh, shit. Okay. Zephyr.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Give me a second.
Maybe I shouldn't have said certified player in the game.
Well, I'm assuming they all will be, man. The ones you sent me, like people who I definitely I've heard of. You know,
yeah, just the ones that you've heard of.
Yeah, but you
all
know.
All right. Let's go with
this
one.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit! Okay.
Pinged him up there like Bosh. What you got,
Oh shit! Okay. Ah, I don't recognize this one. Doesn't instantly jump out. It looks old school.
You know everything about this guy. You know where what ends he's from. You know his whole career. You know what he does now.
Is it Met?
No.
Oh fuck. Okay. Bruh, that stumped me. Okay, it looks like a letter I is following it. Maybe on the left-hand side, it's difficult to say if that's an A or an M or an N or something.
I gotta push you for another guess, yeah, please, Ahmed.
I'll say scene. I know it's wrong, but I'll say
what,
scene.
What, scene? New York scene?
Yeah. I know it's wrong.
No,
I'm just putting it out.
No, bruv. Let me send you the whole thing.
Go up. What?
Teach.
Oh, it's a back. It's a backwards
teach. I caught you out there, you little fucker, didn't I? Hey, you fucker. You little fuck. With a little fucking backwards
That's
leg.
That's why I thought it was a Met, because I looked like a T at the end. Yeah, mate.
Yeah, but when I was looking at graph, trying to get letters, when I saw that, I was like, hang on.
That's a good one, theme. I haven't seen that one.
Teach wouldn't really drop that kind of E usually.
No. You know what I mean? You fucked me over with that one, man. But that's
all right. Here's come the next one. But how many is that?
Two, yeah.
This is three.
Ah, this one, I recognize this one. This one is Zeal. This was painted in the pit, if I remember.
I was wondering if you'd clock it. There's the whole pick. It's a decent piece when you look at the whole pick.
And that is in the pit. I think I was with him when he did that. But yeah, it's a sick piece, man. Big up Zeal with the down.
Right, next one. I'm a bit disappointed. I think you'll get this one.
Yeah. Ooh. Rah. Okay. Shit. Was he bigging up Wayne there? Damn, who's that? I'm thinking now, looking at it, it's not from London.
No.
Okay. But
it's on a lorry.
But it's in, yeah, I can see it's in on a lorry. It's in Europe though, yeah?
No, it's in
America.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
To be fair though, we're gonna bypass this one because you just said it. I thought that tag on it was like someone dogging it out.
Oh right. It is Wayne.
Look, I'll send you the ting. Look, Bosch, Waynage. Oh, so we're past that one.
All right,
I didn't even know that was a fucking Wayne Reed. It looked a bit gas.
You're Egypt. All right, okay.
You're fucking Egypt. Bosh.
It's a cool piece, though. It looks cool.
Old school.
Oh, I know this one. Nerve.
You know this one? You know this one?
No, this. Yeah, so under the bridge. It's under the things in Ravenscourt Park. No. Isn't it?
Was it?
I think
it might have been that one. Yeah, it was.
You know, No. That's in a warehouse. That's not under
that's
the...
That's what I thought, yeah.
That's in that warehouse. You
there was a similar one.
It's that
well one. Done for getting that, bruv.
Yeah.
I wasn't so sure. Next one, Posh.
Big up Nerve. Aha, that looks like fume.
I didn't think you'd get that because of the small E-T.
Yeah, the lowercase E, but it's in that inimitable style, man, that definitely gives it away, man. So
yeah, man's got style, though. Yeah, man's got style.
Yeah, yeah, and the TKS tag as well.
Oh, that one. I thought it. You'd definitely get that one.
All right, I've only got one wrong so far. Bring him on, man. Bring it on, son.
Only one wrong so far.
Yeah.
The next one's pinged in.
Ah, okay. Can we salute the general? Spoke. Yeah.
So I thought that was like a different E.
No, it's good. These are good theme. Yeah, yeah. I mean, but I'm just too good at this game theme. You can't throw me off.
Just too good at this game, son.
Oh, shit. Is that is that Syme? Yeah. S-I-M-E, yeah?
Yes, it is, boy.
We got Syme. He's been commenting on a few of our Instagram posts and that. All right, yo, this one is a proper toy. Yeah, this guy.
I didn't think you know it was me.
It's
interesting when you zoom into the letter, you're like, maybe he won't get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's theme, man, and that's at your favorite location as well. You painted that in Leek Street.
Oh, yeah, I love it there.
You love.
That's probably the last time I went. Has it got a year on it?
Probably. Oh, yeah. Now, last time was at the Chase and Status thing last year. Oh yeah, year,
that
right?
was it. That a year ago today?
Oh, over a year now. Yeah. Actually, maybe just a year.
I thought
actually,
you posted on Arms House. It was
I
a year.
Did. It was a memory, but I don't know if I posted that on the day itself. It probably was a couple of days after. But yeah. So pretty much a right, year.
Here's the next one. You got to get this one.
All right. Let me see. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. I can tell. You know what gave it away? Is that scheme, the light blue and the dark blue kind of like lines going up and down like that. That's my man Stay who did that, man. Get fucking scrubbing, cunt. Yeah,
get fucking scrubbing.
You got any more? Oh, just shit.
Pinged it.
Ah. Okay, there was one name that instantly jumped out at me, but I don't know. I'm doubting myself a little bit now. But fuck it. I'm going to say, is it Steez?
No.
No, it's not. Okay. Hmm. You got me on this one, I think.
It's not Steez. Is that your final answer?
Well, because there's not much giving it away. It's just a chrome dub. It's a capital E. I thought it was Steez because the middle bar of the E, it ends in a little, like, you know, really... like a tiny slant like that. That's the only kind of clue that's kind of giving it away. But, yeah, no, I have no idea. I give up.
It is here.
Oh, shit. I knew it was one of them DDS lot, man. I could tell. Salute, brother, here. Wow, that's a nice dub of his, man.
Yeah.
I like it.
This one.
Okay, yeah. Now we're going into, you know, legendary territory. Shout out.
You know who that is, yeah? You know who that is, yeah?
Yeah, Graffiti Loser on Instagram.
This one I didn't use because I was just so late.
Oh, shit. Oh, Diet. There we go. You could tell just by the light, fluffy, you know.
Just the fluffiness of it.
The sprays and the 3D, those little...
I think that's it. I think you got them all apart from two.
Two. I got the
you
here one.
You got the fucking
one
Nerve one and the Zephyr one.
Yeah. But I missed the Teach one, though, man. But you threw me off because Teach doesn't really do letters like that, man. You know? But he does.
I know.
But he does.
Well, he obviously does.
Yeah,
because that was him.
Shit.
So two out of what's not. Should we go into a little tune, old boy?
I think that's a good idea, brother, man. Which one? Because I got that Fat Joe one and I got the other one. Which one did you
I'll play to? The other one.
Okay, this is... Do you want to introduce it or shall I?
I can't remember whose tune it is. I know 38 Specials on it.
It's J-S-O-S. J-S-O-S or J-F-O-S.
J...
Yeah, sorry, Akit.
Greatest introduction of all time. Sorry, Jesus.
Jesus and 38 Special, track called Black Mask. Let's go.
Jesus!
Arms house, to your mum's house.
It's better on the headphones, this tune.
house, to your mum's house.
It's good timing.
All right, nice long dramatic intro.
On boats and planes, guess it's plain to see that we ain't out here playing kid games. I ain't Jermaine Dupri, you so-so, or maybe I'm just deaf, y'all sound the same to me. These mortals trying to box with the God, but they got no way to reach. I aim and squeeze, then give you what you want. You know I aim to please. You play the thief, that's when I take your life. Guess we gon' play for keeps, go play with me. You better watch who riding beside ya. Got too many slow leaks in your circles. Check your tires, cause what they got in the whip got the registration expired. And the switch it got attached makes it automatically fire. I wallow in the pain. These verses motivate you, bitch. I'm wallowing the rain. That's $1 million worth of game. Sometimes it fills my heart with shame. When I think about it though, my soul, then I think about my family. It almost stole their soul the same. Cause I'm a rolling stone that sold their soul for monetary gain. I had to hold my own, so they threw me in that solitary cage, nigga. Black mask, black chrome. Baby, I'm just trying to make it back home. Woo. I just wanna be a backbone. The niggas try to stab me in my back, no.
Wait, try something up for this. This is
my
home.
Now, how the fuck you call discharge and got discharged? If your lawyer was that slick, he'd be disbarred. I know how you came back home, use the snitch card. I heard that a rat got killed, it made my dick hard. The witness ain't making the call. That's how the story go. Should be engineers the way they record audio. Been at least 19 years since a whore told me no. I'm 38 with 44 doors in my portfolio. Huh, should have been murdered in the past. But I drive, got a burner in a stash. It's been a bumpy ride when you this fly. The turbulence is bad, but I took the pain inside and converted it to cash, nigga. That's the reason why I'm too prestigious. I take one brick and produce a remix. We build pyramids cause I roots from Egypt. And my kids don't eat meat or fruits that seedless, motherfucker. Black mask, black bone. Baby, I'm just trying to make it back home. I just want to be a backbone. The niggas trying to stab me in my back, no.
What the fuck, you get discharged. You get discharged. And get discharged. If your lawyer was that good, he'd be disbarred.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, fucking
shit.
Hell, the way he comes in with that.
And I just thought, his flow, man. He's like, nam zen dana mazema his heart.
That tune's getting me through a lot at the moment, that tune there.
Yeah.
Talking about all like solicitors and legals and the getting through it. And they fucking bang it at the gym as well. It's a banging track for like getting me hyped at the gym.
Yeah.
But the 38 special when he comes in.
Mm-hmm.
What's he say, man? How the fuck you get discharged and get discharged? If your lawyer was that good, he would be disbarred. Come on, man.
No, that's deep, man. And it's such a slow beat. Do you reckon you could flow on a beat like that, yeah?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It's a slow beat and they're just both of them completely dominated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Completely. Like, and you don't even really hear that it's that slow a beat unless you listen to it as a whole.
And what I loved about that track is about them two dudes as well. They weren't rushing themselves. They were just, you know, confident and they were just saying their lines and each line hit. You know what I mean? They weren't trying to stick too many words in there and they were just laid back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. How the fuck you get discharge?
Yeah.
And get discharged. It's like six words followed by four words followed by six words followed by four.
Straight to the point shit. I really like it. 38 Special is climbing up, man. The more I hear of him, the more I rate the guy. Like, you know, I haven't heard a whack verse from him yet.
Haven't heard a whack. And it's those rappers with those identifiable voices.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They either like catch on hard or the
because now
they don't really.
We've even spoken about this on the pod, like because of the internet and the kind of homogenizing of culture, people from New York, people from Atlanta, people from LA, they all sound the same, they're all rapping the same flows and they're all rapping the same slang words and shit. You can't even tell where someone's from nowadays, but that guy, very distinctive, You know what I mean? Very unique. And
I think they're upstate New York.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
But like upstate, like, I don't know, Buffalo or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where those other guys are from.
Well, right. Is he come up under them lot? Is he affiliated?
No, not under them lot. I think he's like... Not- like almost our age. He's a couple of years younger.
He did a track with Benny the Butcher, I heard, not too
long
ago.
Yeah. They're from, all them lot are from
Buffalo and
West Side Gun and Conway are from Buffalo.
Yeah, I think Benny Butcher as well. Maybe I'm wrong, man. Fuck knows.
He can spit as well, that fucking Benny the Butcher, man.
He's got some good shit, yo.
He can spit like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, talking about people.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Sorry. Go on. Tell me. I was going to say, do you have your Top Trump cards?
Oh, right. No, I don't have them. They're upstairs. But we couldn't play.
Do you have a set? Yeah, we could play. You could play. You have to be honest, but you could play.
What, we'd get one deck and split it into two?
Well, yeah, we'd have to sort that out. Yeah, it'll take a long time. See, I told you should have taken half of my pack.
Yeah.
We're never going to play it.
We'll do a round of Top Trumps, man. Next time we're together, no worries about that, man.
Next time we'll go camping and we'll do an Arms House camping special, playing Top Trumps around the fire.
Yeah, exactly. You should film your kids playing graffiti Top Trumps and just see what happens.
Yeah, I was thinking today, what would it be like if they went and told like everyone that Dada showed us graffiti Top Trumps? I think it'd be fine. And is at the age of thinking, why has my dad, Jay, got so many fucking graph books? Like every book is graph.
You reckon they're clueless? I reckon they're clued up.
No, I'm saying they're not clueless now.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, my niece, I mean, she's only six, but she it's crazy. She just takes in everything, all information. Like, I remember I was...
No, but she's crazy. She's like mad kind of on point.
Who, my niece?
Neurologically, yeah. She's like, yeah. Bang, bang, bang. Like, you're thinking, this girl's like, you know.
I was around their house and we were hanging up...
the CEO Halloween. Of some firm.
We were hanging up Halloween decorations in their house, like upstairs on the landing bit. And her mum, my sister, was chatting downstairs in the kitchen. I wasn't really paying attention like that, yeah. Like, they were. I just knew I could hear her chatting. And then she starts asking me questions about what her mum's talking about downstairs. And I'm like, why are you listening to what they're talking about? We're here doing our thing. Like, she's just constantly, like, taking in information.
Yeah.
But she's still gullible as fuck. I can tell her anything, she'll believe it. You know, it's like, you know, she still hasn't reached there yet. Critical thinking, as it were. But she'll get there, I'm sure, eventually. Listen, should we do a listener question?
Yeah, do the listener.
And then we'll get into some graph critique, all
right? Ring ding 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 dong ding dong dong ding ding dong 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 ding dong 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 ding ding ding. Listener's question.
All right, let's go.
Yo, Arms House, baby. Wait, this is a question, yeah? And it's mainly pointed to Theme. I want to know his three best animals that he reckons he can do an impression of. And I want to hear the impressions. Boom. Respect.
Bar heavy kind of weighs me down. I'm armed ready to lay wasteman out. Like, mate, sit down. The message is clear. I was gonna start spitting on the beat. I thought he was gonna say,
yeah, that's
a little song.
That's the AHC member Wazok there, King Wazok with
AHC member.
He makes beats as well. Salute Wazok. So, animal sounds. Theme, if you don't know, Theme is, he doesn't do it often on the podcast, but he is quite famous for mimicking animal sounds. I mean,
people say that. It's just not true. Like, I don't have any.
Well, you have a killer
chicken.
You can do a chicken.
If I answered his question and said chicken, and then that bird in Thailand
what used to
fuck me off. Gekka! Gekka! Everywhere, like where I was staying in Thailand in this jungle bit, and it was fucking, it was brilliant, but after a while I was like, yeah, I can't stay here anymore, man.
I thought you were going to say, me love you long time, zaki zaki. That bird in Thailand. Sorry. Gekka!
Oh, you thought I was chatting about...
I'm just kidding. It's a bad joke.
But because I said bird.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but the chicken like took me years to master.
Don't do it right into the mic.
I have to.
Okay, yeah, but...
I have to, say sorry, Akit, because it's hard. You've got to clear your throat and shit.
Yeah, go.
Bye. it comes from within.
Yeah.
People do a chicken sound, they just start going straight into, this is not how a chicken sound works, bro.
No.
You have to go like that, your first, you have to like get your voice like that.
Okay. He's getting more and more irate. It's pretty fucking good.
Damn, son. If I'm going on boring holidays where there's nothing to do but sit with the chickens.
Yeah.
That was it.
What, is there a third?
You call me the chicken whisperer.
The chicken whisperer, straight up, man. You used to do that when we were painting like that, like in a legal wall. You'd just be there painting, just going.
Really? Third sound? Nah, not really. Chicken and gecko.
I can do a good pigeon.
You got to get the tone right. You got to get the tone right. The pitch.
Yeah, I can't really. Yeah. I can do this sound as well. I don't know what bird it is, but it sounds like a bird.
It sounds like the Amazon.
Well, that sounds like a monkey. I swear some monkeys, they do like mating calls.
All right, what kind of question is this? Let's get into some Fat Joe.
All right, you wanted to bring up Fat Joe.
Just because Fat Joe been hitting me recently, yeah?
Yeah.
I never liked
Fat Joe. Because you're an MOP.
No, I'm an MOP, so we're chatting all the time. So I've been going through his back catalogue and shit.
Wait.
Because when we were in... it's interrupting me already. If I was Talal, I'd go fucking mental.
Okay. Theme. Listen, yeah? I want to know, when was your first introduction to Fat Joe? Like, do you remember? Like, what was it? Was it a particular album? Was it a song? Or was it...
No, it probably would have been the Big Punisher shit.
Yeah, okay, his stuff.
Terror Squad shit.
Yeah. You didn't like him when you first heard him. He was ill then, but there was also rumors that...
No, but I'm saying when...
writing the lyrics. But anyway.
We, got really, really into hip-hop. Fat Joe was kind of doing, like, these kind of lean backs and... you know, it felt like a bit, you know, R. Kelly-ish. He's probably done a tune with R. Kelly as well. Do you know what I mean? He's done tunes with everybody.
Yeah.
When you look at it, fucking everybody.
He's definitely one of them guys who had a career. Like he's
he was into that whole like bling and money and that kind of like fashionable rap for quite a long time. And he did that for a long time, to be fair.
Yeah.
And I never liked it, and I didn't like him, and I didn't get into him, and I didn't read like. Look at his back catalogue at all. Like when we were that age, I'm saying, I just didn't give a fuck. I hear him everywhere.
He seemed very one dimensional during that time. It was all about bling and money and bitches. And
yeah, it was like sellout rap. Yeah, it was just. But some of the shit I hear from Fat Joe, I'm always thinking, shit, who's that? And I have to think, oh yeah, it's the same geezer. It's the same Fat Joe. Because my brain goes, hey, wait a minute, who the fuck is this? Like stuff on Digging in the Crates.
Yeah.
And stuff on, like, what's that tune that he did? I think I read it.
Well, the famous one is Twins with Big Pun dead in the middle of Little.
Yeah, but AIDS way before that.
Yeah, before he did an album.
Yeah.
We chatted about it with Diamond D because he produced that album when we had Diamond D.
Yeah, Fat Joe's first solo album came out in 93.
It's crazy.
Digging in the Crates thing, 92.
It was called Fat Joe the Gangster. Fat Joe the Gangster.
That's what I'm saying. He used to be a proper New Yorker. Kid on the Block.
That first album is killer, man.
From the Bronx. Beats. Some ill beats on that shit.
Yeah.
And he flows it nice. He's not flowing anywhere near that kind of bling bling kind of shit.
But in that first album, he was quite simple, his raps. Yeah, they were dope and they were cool, but very quite simplistic, you know, especially for the time in the early 90s or whatnot, mid 90s. But then when he hooked up with Big Pun, he started rapping multi-syllabic crazy lyrics. That's why a lot of people suspected that Big Pun was writing his lyrics by then.
He's writing some of that shit.
Even though that's been denied by Fat Joe, but it's kind of undeniable when you listen.
And then do you know what stood out to me again? That Deep, who was it? The Clash? D-Block?
Oh yeah. Yeah, versus... D-Block versus those Cameron and all them lot.
Yeah.
And he's in the crowd.
Basically, it was Kiss. It was Jadakiss.
Yes. Jadakiss.
And Styles P. Jadakiss bodied everyone. And when he did that
tune. Diplomats. That's what they call diplomats. All them lot.
What's that tune when he's like, New York, New York, I'm outside. And he did them bar. That's a tune with Fat Joe on it.
Oh,
Fat Joe's in the crowd, like spitting his ear, and it must have been a good moment for him.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember that stood out to me as well. I was like, oh, shit. Fat Joe was on that, like, kind of quite. That was a decent track, you know, I mean, a decent hip hop track. It was very kind of like in your face hip hop track. And then today I was listening to just on random, and that tune on fucking released on Gangstar album with MOP.
Yeah. Who Got Guru. Guns? Who Got Guns from the Owners album by Gangstar? Yeah. And
he takes the bit from Biggie 7 Mac 11's 838's, but. You know, that's fine. That's like a little shout, a little homage. Then as long as if you do that, you've got to continue to cane it at the same level or go up a level. You can't go down a level if you like do a homage and say someone's bars. That's what I've always thought. If I've ever said someone, I think I've said like reveals or something like that. And then I always think you have to go.
For sure.
Keep that level at least. He does that on there as well. But then he bodies it. You know, I got guns. You know, fuck it out.
Should we give it a listen?
A track. Yeah, give that track. Give that little track.
All right, Gangstar, Who Got Guns? I think it's got your best mate, Lil Fame, in it as well, I think, man. Check it out.
The first he's just texting me now.
Ever I saw a gauge. Gangstar. Crackman, M.O.P., B.X., Brooklyn, come on, living legend, you heard me?
Make a note of it.
I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38s, 9.9s, Mac 10s, man, this shit never end. Even if the apple won't spin, I reach in my back pocket and blast you with his twin. Niggas yelling out the window, Joe's at it again. But this bastard got lawyers, keep him out of the pen. I mean, feds wanna knock me, just cause I'm cocky and arrogant fuck. Wave high when they watch me, can't stop me. Every time more fish, you better find my residuals or this not gonna lift you. He was a fine individual with the paper scripture. Had him on the front page in his graduation pictures. And they probably never hit you if you brought your clock. Me and my gat like Wilson. We all we got, we walk the scorching blocks with the hawk on cat. Even if the old ladies love to call the cops, I got guns. You got, he got, they got, he got, oh got P. My nigga, we got guns. Big ones, extra large, he humongous shit. They won't fit up under your car seat, pop in a heartbeat. Keep the cannon in my reach, lay you flat on your back. Like you was tanning on the beach, we keep them things. Christopher, bitch, bang with the Wallace. Fitzroy this nigga, you ain't loco. You buttocks, bitch boy, your heart pumps and loco. Brownsville, deep in my jeans, I show you bad boy for real. Keep thinking shit is peaches and cream.
We're running you down.
Mo' peach, hunt you down, gun you down. Gun sing like blah. Raise up, cock, pop my biscuit. For my nigga OG, head twisted. We got guns.
We got
guns.
I got it locked. Bring in the noise, bring in the funk, pop the clock. But only if you feel this shit.
We got
guns. Crazy ill man, rowdy. I got it locked. Bring in the noise, bring in the funk.
You know that you're through.
Nowadays, my priorities ain't based on fun. I'm trying to cop some old property in the case of them guns. Sick society's got Guru protecting his fam. Fuck potential, I got my own protection plan. Respect me, man, I'm on a mission, so to speak. You're too dumb to play a position, so you leave. I trade your meat, faggot, vacate the street. Gangstar, first fan of TS, we way deep. And even if you had a thought to move on us, our firepower will devour, bet you'll chew on dust. Slow death, no breath, hollow salve, you gasping. You rich, just for you, we got a lavish casket. Call us savage bastards, using all means necessary. It's only customary, it's you we got to bury. We're dead, your homo thug network. Headshots make your neck jerk. My marksman on the roof, he's an expert.
Who got a problem? It's already been established. I come through your town with a pound like a savage.
Really?
Still throwing down on the grounds that I'm average. Can I hear four gangster?
Yeah, nigga!
It's always some shit, but it's always a clip to reroute your doubts and see what you're about. Your homeboy's a snitch and your boss man's a bitch. We taking over these bricks.
Is that
shit? Doing underhanded shit. I'll shoot you in your abdomen, you fraud. You moving like a bro with the swagger shit and you deserve a hole. In the back of your motherfucking head. The doctor can't fix, but the concrete, we palm heat like so.
soldiers. Spit one in your whip and flip your shit over. Keep in mind, whatever the nine spit, it's only as good as the nigga behind it. We got guns.
Guns.
You gotta go outside and go on a drive-by now.
Brother.
Don't you have to go outside on a drive-by now?
I've never wanted to buy a gun more than right this second, right now.
Holding it to the side and go pop, 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 pop.
Just shooting someone in the face just for like stepping on my trainers or something. Just like, bow, motherfucker. Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, you know, the URL, you know, the Ultimate Rap League in New York, the battle MCs. And when there's like a trait of theirs where they like, I got a gun so big. And then they do metaphors about how big their guns are and they just go crazy with it, you know? That shit always makes me laugh, man.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, man, fuck. Have you ever, obviously you have. I was going to ask if you've ever shot a gun before. Yeah, of course you have. Plenty of time.
Do you reckon doing drive-bys is like doing trains in Graf? Just like robbing people and sticking people up on the road and that is like, you know, getting up and drive-bys must be doing a drive-by. I'd love to shoot cars in a drive-by.
Nah,
people are ducking behind cars and shit.
But what's those movies? There's movies, I think mainly like comedy movies, where they get a gun and they go and they write their name in the wall. You know, they'll do something like that's Graf with a gun.
The old Tommy gun, like the
And they'll
say, hey, Tommy, get the gun.
You know, I'd be up for doing that, but yeah, no. Man. All right, let's get into some Graf critique. Actually, before, like, this is Graf critique, but before we proper get into Graf critique, I want to send you this that I've seen, and someone sent this in as well. This is an ad campaign for Müller Corner, those like yogurt pot things, yeah?
Rice.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is, yeah. Have you seen it? I just sent it to you. They've got this new campaign where they're using graffiti. They're painting murals and they've got big billboards with this "Let's get ready to crumble," as in, you know, let's get ready to rumble.
You haven't said it, bruv.
Is it? I just sent that to you, no? Mm. So here, this was actually a mural.
Triple gash.
Yeah, painted in Manchester. So they're using like it's Graf. You know what I'm saying? This isn't, but obviously they didn't get a graffiti writer to paint that. That was, I don't know who painted that or how they painted it, but.
Well, maybe they did.
I actually looked up the advertising agency and because I wanted to find out if a writer actually designed this. And
what was the agency called?
I can't remember. VCC or something. VOC. I'll put it below here. I looked it up and then I found out the name of the designer who designed it. And then I went onto Instagram, typed his name in, and I found his Instagram. And then I wrote him a message because I looked through his Instagram and it's all arty stuff on it, but no Graf. Yeah. There was one little sketch on a piece of paper that looked like it was kind of.
Said to him, do you do Graf? And he said, not anymore, mate.
Yeah. You saw that then, on the Instagram.
Yeah, not anymore, mate. Because still a little song.
But I think he. Well, it's hard to say, really, man, whether he is a writer or not. But he said not anymore, so I don't know. So maybe he did dabble. But he's not from England either. He's from, I think, Portugal or something, or Spain. But anyway, I did a little bit of research because, I get pissed off if it's just some graphic designer who's, like, you know, aping the style of graffiti to sell their fucking shitty, you know. I don't know. I've never eaten Müller Corners. I mean, I don't know if they're any good.
Apple crumble inspired.
Who knows? But anyway, I get pissed off when people use our culture to sell their shit. I mean, and if they are going to use it, they should pay a graffiti writer to do it. You know what I mean? Not just some fucking dickhead.
That's what I'm saying.
But anyway, who knows? It's still up in the air whether this guy is a Graf writer or not. But anyway, let's get into some proper Graf critique. This is critique sent in by you guys. You send us in your Graf and we critique it.
Critique.
We let you know our thoughts on it. So let me start with this one that somebody sent in. Boom. It's a train.
It's come through, yeah? Let me see. Come through, yeah? Bow through.
Theme, maybe describe it for the people them listening.
It is a panel on a train, but He's gone right over the door in the middle. I'm just looking if he could have squeezed. But anyway.
It's not a London Underground. It might be a...
It's not an underground. It's a stinking yellow BR, bruv.
Yeah.
And it's a dub with a black outline and a white border and a red little background with some stars coming off. And I think it says SSTA. Oh, shit. I can't see. Oh, his arm's in the way. Ah. Oh.
It says, I think
S-star,
it says
five star.
I think that's what it is. Five star. But the
man, that five star like paint in the panels doing a little whoop whoop in the photo.
Yeah, he's there posing with there a mask on.
There's someone next to him underneath the train, no?
I'm zooming in now.
Or is that? No, that's not in person. It was like someone bent. Yeah, and it's a lot of wind where it just goes over the windows.
Yeah.
And shit's all right. You know what I mean? So shit's all right. Shit's all right. He's done it quickly. You can tell.
You can see it's flaring up at the top. He's reaching as high as he can.
He's
you know
reaching
what I mean?
That thing, but he still managed to get the white border around it, apart from the top of the A.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of the R. But you can just tell it's a quick thing, and he's boshed it out.
Boshed it out. I think it looks cool, man. I think it does the job. Every letter is this continuation of the style. You know, everything sits together nicely. It's all in proportion. It looks cool as fuck. It's got a nice bounce to it. The only thing is the five looks like an S. You know, the S and the five next to each other. Maybe you have to do something a little bit to make the five a bit more distinctive. But again, that's nitpicking.
But at least he's out there painting BRs.
Yeah, man.
The rest of you doing fucking 3D graph.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
You're doing your 3D graph, motherfuckers.
What's he put up there at the end? I can't really see if I zoom in. And there's no one on the chair. Yeah, boy.
There's not much else to really say.
He's done that in the yard as well. That's a yard photo. It's not like a layup.
Yeah, it's not a jump, you know, jump down or whatever. It's, yeah, straight up. All right, so this
was... Yo, five star. Yo, five star.
What were you want to say to five star?
Just saying, yo.
Oh, okay. Yo,
what's
five
this?
Star.
Oh, fuck. I'm not even looking at that. Not even looking at that.
You know what's going to be even worse? The
what the fuck is that? I'm not even looking at that. I saw it for half a second. Did it say Milky and it had like a little squiggly outline?
You're going to hate it even more when I tell you what it says. Yeah. Let me describe it though quickly for the listeners. It's a black outline with a one in time line. So it's not highlights. It's just white on the inside of the outline. It's got a black... shadow. It's filled in like a light purple and a darker purple. It's got blue around the outside, a couple of stars flinging through it, and a squiggly pink line going through the two middle letters. And it says moi, m-w-a-h. Yeah, I think this is up in Sheffield or somewhere else. Yeah, and it's actually a young lady who did that, and she sent it in, and I said, "What does it say?"
Like a kiss, though. She's doing it like a kiss.
Yeah, listen.
She doesn't know about MWAH in Londres.
She sent that in, and I was like, "Oh, cool, nice one. What does it say?" You know, and then she says, "It says moi," and I was like, "You know, there is a moi already." And she was, oh, no, I had no idea. I didn't realize, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I mean, he hasn't been super duper active as of late, but the guy kinged London, you know what I mean? Like, he's probably, you know, battered it more than your average writer here.
But we need to do a bit about moi.
Yes.
He has battered it.
And he's a funny fucking guy as well. He's a funny guy.
Funny fucking guy. And when he's, you know what I mean? He only does like real graph.
Yeah, like, you know, paint, tubes, bare trains, bare fucking just dubs and damage, man, all over the place. You know, okay, he might not be stylish.
You know, he's blatantly been where we went the other week.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And you know, okay, he might not be the most stylistic person in the world, but again, he put in the fucking work and he's got his outline proper worked out. You can notice it from a mile away. He's got a nice throw up as well that he can do real quick. And he's done that fucking everywhere. But anyway,
this
young lady had no idea about him. And I told her, you know, don't worry. I mean, you're not in London and he hasn't been that active as of late.
So where is she, this young
she's
lady?
She's quite young. I think Sheffield. I can't remember correctly, but somewhere.
She's from Sheffield.
And she was like, I'll change my tag. I'll write something else. I'm like, yeah, I mean.
Let me see what it says. Let me see it.
Yeah, have a look at the letter.
Well, the first thing is, I'm glad to hear that it's done by a girl.
Okay.
Because graph these days, you know what I mean? I don't know what's going on.
All right.
Let me have a little Frank and Pat. The H is definitely the biggest thing up my street.
Yeah, with the nice heart arrow at the bottom of the right
hand side. The little thing there, yeah, but she's had to put that little chunk underneath the left hand side of it as well.
Yeah.
Too short. But yeah. Let me see. MWA. Where's the A? Oh, okay.
It's a lowercase A, but doesn't have a hole in the middle of the bottom bit.
Mm. You know what I can't talk about though, because I don't really know any other styles of graph. Like if this to me is just kind of apart from the H a little bit, because it's got that kind of arrowy heart coming off the end.
It's less bubbly. The other letters are more.
You know
bubbly.
What I mean? I suppose what she's done it all right.
I mean, you can tell she's got skills with a can.
Look, she's got some skills with the. That's what I'm saying. She's got some skills.
The letters don't really float my boat, but they're not. I don't find them super offensive or anything. But you know, just
she's done them before though. Style. As well, those letters.
Yeah, I'm not.
What
you know,
going with the star? Has it got like an eye in it?
You can also see that she, you know, obviously she's good with a can, but you can also see there's a little bit shakiness here and there. Maybe she just didn't spend much time on it. Maybe it was a quick one, but, you know, there's some, you know, bits where the lines
the
are a
M
bit.
M reminds me of something. I mean, like a massive. Remember when Ayn and people were doing those.
Elk would do stuff like that. You see the fire, the little fire things in the schemes, like she's done like a line.
Oh, yeah,
like
that.
I've seen
it. I meant like the curviness of the actual letter, like this all kind of like a cloud, isn't it?
Yeah. It's got
but
that.
The pink going across in like that kind of telephone line pink, like, man.
I was going to say that is, fuck it could have done without that fucking just three weird fucking just curly lines going through.
Why didn't you put the bit in the middle of the A?
And
why
you
just left it as like a filled in, without the hole
in it. I don't know.
Which it's is just like the bit that makes the letter.
An artistic choice, she decided, and also that little flappy bit hanging off the right hand side of the A. I mean, like you know, going in front of the H. It's like
bun that. It's too fat. But the H, man, yo, the H could be like someone like one of our lot did it back in the day.
Yeah, and the W to a certain like that W reminds me of Ode. An ode.
Yeah.
A little bit. Big up ode. But yeah, listen, I mean, you know, it's not completely offensive or anything, but in general, I'm not, you know, my feeling
and also
too much. Not really.
Don't do the extra blue border after your border.
Mm.
Don't do it so much. You've gone around the whole piece doing like these extra lines and you see the line above the W for sure. I mean, it just looks...
Yeah, it's a bit much. I mean, I've tended to do that before as well, where I'll finish my piece and then I'll just start adding things around the outside and putting people up and tagging around it. And then I'll look at it and go, I wish I never did that, actually. It's messed it all up a bit.
So she's putting up Rust, DDS.
Oh, right. Is it? I didn't see that.
It's got Rust on it.
Oh, it's got Rust, yeah, but it might not be our...
It's got to be a different Rust.
It's got to be, man.
She's like, yo, Milak. Trash, okay, Rust, 2024, moi, 47, babe. Listen, moi, you're the sort of person that's going to get better quicker than other people. So just keep on buying, getting your paint and going out and doing bits of graph.
Were you going to say keep buying paint? Is that what you're going to say?
Well, she clearly does.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
Well, I was going to say go and do an illegal bit of graph on your own.
Yeah.
And concentrate on the actual graph and you'll learn a lot. Someone like you learn a lot quicker.
All right, last little bit, man. I just sent you one more.
Yo, my man, Hopeski VFL.
Yeah, he sent this in to me, man. I love
it. Did he send it in?
Yeah, he sent it in. He goes, yo, go for it for a review. I mean, you know, obviously, I love Hopeski, man. And this style, you know, we kind of came up on this style under the VFL.
On this classic White City Don start.
Yeah, man. Salute my brother Hopeski, man. I love the 3D down rock, the fades in it.
I prefer to some of the other ones I've seen him do.
Yeah, I mean...
Because sometimes he like goes a little bit too crazy and it would like stretch out like a letter, like an O.
Yeah.
Or something, you know? And you'd be like, but it's still sick. But this, like this...
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of the kind of the way Praise would do, how Praise's arrows would be coming off the top and then extend out of the letter and come back in, like the end of his E and there's pee and...
And the schemes as well. I love the schemes. He's got a good eye for balance when it comes to colors and stuff like that. Lowercase h, he rarely does that, you know? So that's quite a rare thing to see as lowercase.
He's done that nice with the arrow coming off at the top like that.
Yeah, man. Very nice indeed. I've seen him do better pieces than this as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is a quinting for him, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Like straight along the top and then, you know, jaggedy along the bottom. You know, when you look at the overall shape of the whole piece.
Sticking up some die famous.
Yeah, I mean, some nice shines going through it. Now, the O, if I was going to complain about one thing, like he's got that continuity with the O, the P and the E, how the round bit, you know, cuts off and then does a little like shunk going through. You know what I mean? I don't know if you've noticed that in each letter. The O, like, you know, the P doesn't connect, the E doesn't connect, but you can see it's a P and an E. The O goes round and doesn't connect at the bottom bit. That's the only thing that's bugging me a little bit on that. If I have to nitpick at something.
I see, yeah.
If there's one thing I'm going to nitpick, Hopeski, that's what I'm going to nitpick, but it's a little small thing there.
If there's one thing I'm going to nitpick, I can see that he's got a bit fucked off or bored with the shading of the darker blue inside the 3D, which is a long fucking job if you decide to do that.
Yeah. What makes you say that, though? Well, he just rushed it. It looks like he rushed it.
Yeah, some of it's like a bit just splurty.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of it's good, some of it's a bit splurty.
You know what I find with shading, especially on 3D, like he's doing here with the shading, when you do it, it's long, but when you're doing it, you know, and you stand back and you look at it, you'd be like, okay, that looks easy on my eye. Nothing stands out. It looks even. Then you'll take a picture of it and then you'll come home, look at the picture and you'll be like, hold on, that doesn't look even at all. You know, it looks different in the photo than it does in your eye. Like that's the type of stuff that fucks me over when I'm painting.
The arrow coming up on the left of the H.
Yeah.
It's kind of coming from nothing. It's not coming out the H.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, it is coming out of a...
And it's just a little dinker. He's had to stick it in, though.
He's filling up, the negative space. It must
because the E does it nice, but it comes off the E. He should have just connected it.
He should have connected it, with the bottom of the H. Should have just gone down, whoop, whoop. Yeah, that's true. Or connected it to the right-hand side of the H. Or maybe it is, but you just can't see it because it's behind the left leg. It could technically be coming from there, but...
We are technically now being absolute cunts.
Yeah. Big up Hopeski, man. Yo, I think that's enough for today, man. Big up everybody.
Big up. That's enough for today. 1 hour, 8 minutes. Yeah. But listen, we've got a lot of things coming. But as per usual, Amber and myself have to build them up, kick people's asses, get them into position and get it done. But we're getting it done. There's going to be some sick ones coming out.
Yeah, man.
Big up all the Arms House people. Show love. Leave comments, like the videos, fucking tell your mates. Do you know what I'm saying? How long is left on the t-shirts?
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's the perfect way to support the pod is through going to More Superior Wear. Their website is below the link. You can click on that and buy a t-shirt. That's the best way to support. We're going to take them off the website on the 24th of November.
That's what I'm saying.
So literally
that's the deadline.
A couple of weeks is coming off the website and then no more. Okay, it's exclusive.
No more soup for you.
And we've sold quite a lot so far, man. I've been chatting to Mikey at More Superior Wear. Thank you to everyone who's copped one already. Salute. Please post.
Send in your photos of you wearing the t-shirt.
If you post a picture wearing it, then make sure you tag us in it, please. Big up you guys. The Patreon link is below as well. That's another way to support the pod. We're going to go out to this tune. An elite
Sistrin, number one sister of the pod.
Yeah.
Lady E-Tac.
Salute.
In the house.
Miss E-Tac. We're going to go out to this tune. She's got a project coming out. She can leave a comment below with more details about the project and all that stuff. This is a track called Lion Paw Spuds. Yeah.
Lion Paw Spuds.
I like this one.
Well, I'm a Leo. So for me, you know, that really hits home. I know exactly what she means.
Every spud is a lion paw spud, motherfucker. Arms house to your mum's house. Big up your chest. Arms house to your mum's house. Peace, party people.
Arms house to your mum's house. The graffiti podcast.
Arms house to your mum's house.
Lady E-Tac.
Come on, lady.
Lion paw spuds.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Big lion paws far to all of you. Keep the faith, stay strong in all you do. Even the haters listen up, I'm reaching out to you. Don't hate, be positive, there's nothing to prove. With your stone cold heart and your face a screw, attract bad karma, that is all you do. Accumulating more shit than you know how to move. In the time it takes for Kermit's tea to brew, at the end of the day we know our don'ts and do's. It's only up to you on the path you choose. But if I was you, I would switch up your mood. It gets to the point where no one wants to talk to you. I'm not naming names, but I could name a few. Although my guarantee to you is they regret their moves. So like I said, don't hate, be positive in all you do. So karma don't need to catch up with you. Treat how you wanna be treated so you can't lose. Don't switch if someone don't smile back at you. You're not to know the struggles other people go through. They might just like the taste of the wasps that they chew. If that's the case, leave them to it, they're not hurting you. But seriously, when it comes down to me, I don't know any other way to be. But more importantly, smiles and manners cost nothing, they're free. I love making people laugh, spreading positivity. But ultimately, the aim when I MC is to get people on the same page as me, 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 the Lady E. I don't see red often, when I do you don't expect it. Don't even bust a sweat, I'm always calm and collective. Positive perspective I got, it's impressive. Like pearly white teeth, all fresh from the dentist. Yours have emigrated, don't get all defensive. Metaphors ain't meant for those oversensitive. I wanna share my realness, a man I got's extensive. Plus my passion for the music's more than immense. It's a feeling if you bottled it would be over expensive. I'm not being big headed or even pretentious when I say I'm real. And all did I mention that I wanna change lives and highlight the world's tension? Corruption from the minority caused the recession. Why are we paying for it? Why are they getting all the tension? If I had it my way, be a pound for 10 Bensons. In their pockets, yeah, they got water retention. I'm out.
Hello, friends and followers, and welcome back to a new project. My name is Smo.